Do you know that in Matthew 18, 21 through 35, God says if you don't forgive everybody from your heart, He will send a tormenting spirit to torment you. Do you know what that says? You've read that, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
You believe He'll do that?
I do.
You do. Oh, well, you're a smart boy. Because you believe what's written in the book, right? Now, the average church member don't believe God will send a demon to torment you. We just don't hardly believe that. But let me tell you, it says it in Matthew 18, 21 through 35. And sometime during the course of the day, we'll hit that. But anyway, I said, well, you got to repent. I told her, I said, young lady, you got to forgive your first husband. She said, no, I'm not going to forgive him. I'm not going to forgive him. I said, ma'am, he's already ruined your life up to now. And I said, he's going to ruin the rest of your life if you don't forgive him. I said, there's no way I can get you healed until you do what God says. Now, I know there's no way I can get her healed because I just heard God say that devil's there because he sent him. If God sent that devil, what do you think my chances are of getting him out? Zero. Zero. So anyway, I finally got her to repent and forgive her first husband. Now, the very minute that I heard her speak those words, okay, I forgive him from my heart for mistreating me and all the things he did to me. I forgive him in the name of Jesus. I said, okay, devil, you have no legal claim to this girl anymore. I said, now, Satan, you foul spirit of hell, I said, I command you in the name of Jesus to go. Bam, just like that. I mean, he didn't even look back, didn't fuss at me. He was gone in a heartbeat. She swung that head up. And this woman, I just told her a few minutes ago, I said, woman, what you need is Jesus. She said, no, I don't want nothing to do with him. Now then that devil's gone, she looked up. I said, now, woman, what you need is Jesus. She said, yes, yes, I want to be saved. I led the woman to Jesus, and I said, now you need to be healed. And I prayed the prayer of faith for her, and the Lord took away all her pain and her cramps and everything. And this woman lunged out of that chair and grabbed me, and of course I was spring loaded because I didn't know what was going to happen. And when she lunged out there, I lunged up too, you know, but I didn't get away from her. She grabbed me around the neck, squeezed me, and started kissing me on the cheek and says, you got to pray for my sons. I want you to pray for my husband before you leave. Now, a few minutes ago, this woman wanted to hurt me. Now, who was it that wanted to hurt me?
The devil,
but he's going to use that woman's body to hurt me. And see, with a devil's in a little, you can take a little tiny woman like this one right here and put one or two demons in her and she can be meaner and all. Oh, you know what I mean. Repent, brother. Is she your wife? Okay. But when a devil gets a hold of one of us, he can do awesome things. And unfortunately, too often, we as Christians yield to the devil when he does come. Just like when you and your husband, whenever he wants to do something or whatever, and you've got other plans, and you read him the right act and say, no. See, now, technically speaking, that's a devil talking out of your mouth. Okay, that don't ever happen. Okay. But you'll be amazed. You'll be amazed at how the devil can talk out of our mouth. We know he can do that, don't we? And he'll talk out of our mouth. Somebody said, well, the devil can never talk out of my mouth. Well, let me tell you, if Jesus is on the earth walking here, and he walks up and he says, Peter, who do people say that I am? And he said, you're the Christ. You're the Son of the living God. He said, blessed are you, Peter, because flesh and blood didn't reveal this to you, but my Father which is in heaven. Now, guys, I'm fixing to go to Jerusalem. I'm going to die on the cross. And he grabs him and drags him over to the side and says, this shall never be. He turns around, looks him right in the face and says, get behind me, Satan. Now, one time, God's speaking out of Peter's mouth, and a few seconds later, the devil's talking out of his mouth. If he can do that to Peter, guess who he can do it to? He can do it to you and me. But today we've got the Holy Spirit and we have to be in control. And whenever that devil comes and tries to get us to do something or to think something wrong, you have to capture those thoughts. Otherwise, he'll take control of you and he'll beat up on you. And there's so many ways, you know, that the devil does this to us today. And so, of course, when we yield to him, and one of the ways he gets us today, I asked Howard Pittman this question because I knew it was true, but since he'd been in the spirit world And he was a Baptist preacher that died in 79, and God took him on a tour of the spirit world and then brought him back to life, and he's still alive today. And we talked to him for hours and hours the other day. In fact, I guess we have his interview back there, don't we? On CD. Dave recorded that, so Howard Pittman interview. This Baptist preacher that died in 1979, we flew down to Palestine. I took a whole plane load of people, and we all sat around a table for 5 or 6 hours and talked to Howard about his encounter with God and the spirit world. And it's really was interesting. And I asked him a question. I said, whenever a pain or something comes upon us, since Jesus bore our pain, I said, the devil comes around and tests us, doesn't he? He said, yeah, God's testing us. I said, so when the devil comes and he puts a pain in the back of my hand, and then he puts a thought in my mind, oh, you're over 50, you're coming down with arthritis. I said, then he's waiting to see what I'm going to say about that. Wow, that's a serious pain in my hand this morning. Don't you think you got arthritis? What are you going to say about that? You ain't buying that today, are you, young lady? But you know what happens to most of us as Christians is we don't know the word? We buy it. And a little later, that pain hits you again. And then you walk up to somebody and you say, man, he said, what's wrong with you? I said, man, I got this terrible pain in my hand. He said, well, maybe you're coming down with arthritis.
No, thank you.
Frank ain't buying that either. But do we hear these kind of things in the church? I mean, I've walked down the aisle in the church. Somebody, I say, how you doing, sister? Oh, I feel awful this morning. I must be coming down with the flu. That's just like the other day. I went down to the Baptist church, a whole string of young men, 18, 19, 20, 21. I mean, all kinds of potential. I'm walking down through there shaking hands with these young men. I get down to one of them and I stick my hand. I say, how you doing, son? He jerks his hand back and said, Mr. Scrivener, I can't shake hands with you. I said, why? Well, he said, I've got the flu and I've been blowing my nose, and so I've got those germs all over my hand. I said, I'm immune. Shake my hand.
That's right.
Ain't no sickness can touch me. I know the word. See, now I ain't bragging on me. I'm bragging on my Jesus. He paid the price. And if you get to that point, you can do the same thing. He gave you great power on this earth. And as you have believed, so shall it be done unto you. If you believe, now I ain't shaking your hand. If you've been blowing that old snotty nose and you got the flu, I don't want the flu. Is that the way we talk in church? No, 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 no. We're sons of God. We ain't walking in sin. That devil can't touch us, right?
Amen.
That's what the word says anyway, isn't it? So see, but that's what happens. But whenever you, when you kick these devils out of people, after I kicked that devil out of that woman that day, that woman got healed of everything. I mean, that woman got set free, and I learned a great and awesome principle there, that God had sent the cruel one, a demon, against this woman because of her unforgiveness. Now, if the church knew that, nobody in a church would ever hold an unforgiveness or a grudge against anybody, would they, son? I mean, ain't no way. I mean, but see, God's no respecter of persons. We start right here on this line. He don't love you any more than he does you, or you, or you. No respect. Even though you may be a precious little daughter, which you may think he loves you more than he does your husband, he don't. I got news for you. And he don't go to luck. And that's my wife. You know, she wants to be loved more. She, God surely loves me more than he does my husband. Yeah, surely I'm his favorite. I said, no, honey, I'll bust your bubble. You're not his favorite. He honors faith and faith alone.
Amen.
After obedience, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does. Praise the Lord. But that woman got set free, and she got healed that day. And then after they left, after I left, that Baptist preacher, as we're walking out, he said, Thurman, if I'd had a video camera. He said, I'd give anything if I had a video camera and I got a video of that, the event that I saw in there today. He said, that's the most awesome thing I've ever seen in my life. Well, the next day I called that husband. I said, how's things going at your house? He said, after you left, my wife hadn't been out of the house in weeks, won't go out. She said, well, let's go shopping. So he said, we went shopping, and said, when we got home, all four of our sons, Two of them's his and two of them's hers. But there's four boys. And they're all grown. The oldest one was like 17. They walked in and said, "Daddy, this is not our mother. We ain't never seen Mama that loving and sweet in our whole life." Now, why is Mama not loving and sweet? Because she had a demon. She had a demon. Now, when you got a demon inside of you, sometimes you can be fairly loving and sweet. But sometimes you can be a terror. You ever wonder why you're like that? Because you listen to demons. You don't have to. As a Christian, you don't have to listen to them things. You have power over them in the name of Jesus. Now then, I'd hate to have lived back here when he said that our afflictions and your sorrow is incurable for the multitude of your iniquity or your sin. You know, today there is still a sin unto death. You know that?
That's right. There is.
But I don't want to commit that sin, do you?
No.
Somebody says, "What is it?" I don't know. He just says, all sin is unrighteousness. And if you commit the sin unto death, he says, you can't pray about it. Now, I have prayed for a few people in my life that died. And after I went to the Lord and said, "Lord, what's going on here?" He told me they had committed the sin unto death. Now, I didn't know. And, of course, it's been different. Do we know of a sin unto death in the Bible?
Yes.
In the New Testament? What is it, brother?
Ananias
and Sapphira, and it was over what?
Money.
But what was it? What was it? Lying. That's what it was. Yeah, it was lying. They lied. Does God say in Proverbs 16 that he hates lying? Yeah, he hates lying. There's seven things God hates, and that's one of them. So if there's seven things God hates, it might not be a bad idea to find out what they are and then don't do them, right? Is that true? And since he's no respecter of person and you're not his favorite, you know, since he does treat every one of us, love every one of us the same, if there is seven things he hates, then we need to know what those are and we need to not do those things. And we will cover those before we get through here today. Now then, let's go to Proverbs chapter 4, starting with verse 1. And we're going to talk a little bit about, we're going to go all the way to verse 9 of chapter 5. So we're going to cover a few reasons that makes us sick and afflict us. And there's several of them right here in Proverbs 4 and 5. We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with the teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.